Okay, so we spent a lot of time learning the halachot of Kiddush HaChodesh, of sanctifying the new month, and the rest of the Masecht and Rosh Hashanah is really focused on one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Of course, the mitzvah is actually a little bit of a misnomer if you put it that way. It's the Shmoa Kol Shofar, to hear the Shofar, based on the Pasuk Yom Truah Yelachem. But of course, to get there, we had to discuss the mitzvahs of associated with Kiddush HaChodesh, because the Pasuk says, Tiku Bachodesh Shofar, Bakesa, Liyom Chagenu, Kichok Yisraelu, Mishpale Yaakov, that the Chiddush, so to speak, of the Chag of Rosh Hashanah is that it's Bakesa. It is indeed on the moment when we're doing Kiddush HaChodesh, as opposed to all the other holidays, which are into the month, 15th of the month for Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, already into the month, Yom Kippur into the month. So this Masechta is really very much at the nexus point of Tiku Bachodesh Shofar, Bachodesh, Bakesa Liyom Chagenu. The question is, what kind of shofar can you use? So the Mishnah deals with one issue, which is the question of the cow. But before we even get there, we should talk about the term shofar itself. The term shofar is actually never used by the Torah in the immediate context of Rosh Hashanah. It's exported from Yovel. Right? It says, Ravarta shofar tura bachodesh hashavi, and we learn the halacha from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah itself. So what's the language of shofar? So the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim ben Reuven, in the 14th century in Spain, so he says the language of shofar is from the language of shvoferet. What's a shvoferet? We have some Hebrew speakers here. What's a shvoferet?
Tube.
A tube, exactly right. So it has to be something that's hollow. So the Ran says, what's that?
No, the shvoferet shel telephone.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay, good. That's so it's another usage of it. So it has to be hollowed out. So, for example, re'em or re'tzvi, so these are otherwise acceptable animals, but again, it's not something which is hollowed out. So it, of course, is not something which you could use for the shofar. That was the chiddush of the Ran. Now, what about using a shofar from a kosher animal? Talking about non-kosher animals, maybe the Ritzah doesn't appear in the Mishnah, but a cow is a kosher animal. So what would be the problem with using a cow? So the Mishnah says the following. What's that?
It's layered. The horn is layered.
Okay. Is that a problem?
Yeah. Like two shofros.
What's that?
That's what I had this morning.
What's that?
Two shofros.
I mean, the Mishnah doesn't seem to take an issue with that. The Mishnah says that it's not really a shofar. So this is what the Mishnah Kolosh goes. Shofar is cherin chutz mi shofara, migneshu karen. It's something else. It's a karen. So you're interpreting karen in this way. So the pasuk says bechor shoro. You have a shor hadar lo vikarnei reim karnam. So it's described as a karen. Apparently, a karen isn't a shofar. So Rabbi Yossi says, wait a minute. Every kind of shofar is also described as a karen, because the pasuk says, let's say in Sefer Yehoshua, in the context of Yericho, remember the walls fell down, what made the walls fall down? Bimshoch bekaren ha-yovel, and the yovel is a shofar from a ram. What could be better than a shofar from a ram? According to the Rambam, you have to use a shofar from a ram, and everybody agrees that it's certainly mitzvah min ha-mokhar, it's l'chatchila to use a shofar from a ram. Why? What's special about the ram? Akedat Yitzchak ben Avraham, that for the purposes of Zichronot. So you want to, so if the shofar of a ram is called the keren, right? Bimshoch bekeren ha-yovel, yovel is dichra, it's a zachar, it's a ram. So then what's really the issue with that? So that's Rabbi Yossi's rejoinder. So he says, I don't have a problem with the paro either. So b'chor shor adarlo b'karneirim karnav, that's also called the karen, so he doesn't see much of a difference. So there are two responses in the Gemara to this. Response number one is that here's the problem. It's not really that a shofar of a para or a shor is described as a karen in addition to shofar. It's that it's never called a shofar altogether. You could be called a karen, b'mshoch b'karen ha-yovel, but the problem isn't being called a karen, it's not being called a shofar. So you have to have the status of a shofar, and the issue is not the chalot shem karen. That's number one. The second issue in the Gemara is even more fascinating, I think. The Gemara introduces a principle that's known to us, ein kategor naaseh sanegor. So what's the issue with the cow? Of course, the terrible sin of cheta egel. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. That principle of ein kategor naaseh sanegor, that the literally means that the prosecutor cannot turn into a defense attorney in the middle of the trial. Somebody's been prosecuting you, he can't say, Your Honor, I switch sides, and I like to defend the person. It doesn't work that way. So the para, which is very much adversarial in terms of the Jewish people, that's why, for example, the Kohen Gadol, anytime he would go into the Kodesh Kodashim, what does he have to take off? Any zahav that he has on him. He can only go in with his big day lavan, and his white clothes. He can't go in with gold, because that could potentially anger God, and Yom Kippur, that would be a very bad outcome. So Gemara says, wait a second, nobody's blowing the shofar in the Kodesh Kadashim, so the principle of Ein Kategor, Naseh Sanigor, does not apply outside the Kodesh Kadashim. So what would the possible issue here be with using a shofar of a para or a shor, you know, if it's not being blown in the Kodesh Kadashim? So the Gemara says one, I think, the most important ideas about Rosh Hashanah. It says, Kevan de Zikaron Ka'ati, since the purpose of blowing the shofar is that we should be remembered by Hashem, Kibifnim Dami. It says, if we were blown into the Kodesh Kadashim. Because the Kodesh Kadashim is not just a physical space, but it means to be in God's presence. The whole point of the shofar, as the Gemara says, is Kadesh Atale Zichronechem Lefanai Letova, that Hashem should remember us for good. Right? And so the shofar is the messenger. It's supposed to carry our sense of presence right in front of Hashem. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? You could be physically in the Kodesh Kadashim, or you could be using the shofar. The whole idea of the shofar was to put us directly in God's presence. So the shofar cannot be made from something that could remind God of the terrible sin of the Chet HaEgel. And so on that basis, Ein Kategor Naseh Sanigor, this is the only example where we say it applies outside of the Kodesh Kadashim, because a special property of the mitzvah of shofar is literally to take us and put us directly in front of Hashem, so Hashem should be merachem on us on Yom Hadin, and really take care of us. Kevan to the Zikaron Ka'ati, a line everybody should remember about shofar, Kibifnim Dami, it says, if the shofar is being sounded in the Kodesh Kodashim. So again, we pass in l'alacha that we can't use the shofar from a cow. There's also issues with non-kosher animals, and again, as we said, based on the chidush of the Ran, and the Ran said, shofar milashon shoferet, something which is not hollowed out, even if it's from a kosher animal, even if it's not a cow, that would be a problem as well. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakor Yisrael, Efikach Yerbalem Tormitzu Torah, Mitzvot Shedemar, Adonai Chafetz Zaman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.
Iskada, Iskada.